Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. Good day, my name is Psalm. This will be my first podcasting that I've actually started. So therefore, if you see any problems, issues with that, I apologize. I'm using Audacity as my recording background and I've just learned how to edit it. So if I make a mistake, forgive me. This will be podcast number 100. Which essentially is based on 2018 Uniform Plumbing Code modifications or most recent changes. Mind you, that this particular code was adopted by California, State of California, which is now California Plumbing Code 2019. This particular book is part of the most, what's called the most important changes of Uniform Plumbing Code and Uniform Mechanical Code, which came out of the IAPMO series. Because of the copyright, I can only suggest individuals to buy this book. A portion of this will be available in my blog and at the same time, but the main manuscript has to be purchased through IAPMO. So the book is actually called Guide to Important Code Changes. Now, this particular case, I'm going to pause it and go from section 100 and begin with maybe 101, 102, and so on and so forth. But the first one, the first part of this code, it actually starts with section 301.2, minimum standards. This section, there was not much of a change. And as this particular podcast is going, when I come up with a benchmark to stop, I will stop and begin another one. So I won't bore you for about 5 hours. I've done this seminar quite a number of times. And at the same time, I know in order to have a good, thorough job, what it would take. In addition, all codes technically are available if you do not want to buy them. As a freebie online, you can view them and assess them and use them. But they do have a copyright if you're going to use it or abuse it in certain parts. Since codes are laws, laws technically must be available for the general public. But IAPMO does a very good job. IAPMO, based on this book, says the component, what changed, why it changed, and what it means to me. They have actually partitioned into two, three parts. Now, in the 301.2 minimum standards, the section of the code, they have changed certain verbiage. However, I would really warn that these verbiage, every word in the code has validity, has importance, and you cannot misspoke or misspeak these words because at some point it'll have a very, very negative impact, especially if you go into a legal matter on a project of whatever format. One of the items that I always begin, when it says minimum standards, what is a standard? Standard is essentially a set of guidelines set forth by an agency or a group like ANSI, ASTM, and so on and so forth, that simply ensure that if you buy a chair from one country that meets this particular standard, and a chair purchased from another country, they both meet the same guidelines. How many pounds maximum, the fabrics or different forms, different guidelines, so the chairs will be compatible. So when you buy those chairs, it has a particular guideline, standards that they were built regardless of the country. Otherwise, that manufacturer cannot use that listing or that standard or ASTM or UL or whatever as a sticker on the body of that product. And therefore, since you don't know about the product or about that chair, you do not buy it. So that's one part. The other issue is that standards are not laws. Codes are laws. Both in the Title 24, which by mistake people think that is an energy compliance. Title 24 is a section of the business standards section of the state of California. It's building standard codes, BSC, that Building Standard Commission actually controls them, and that section that we deal with the building is called Title 24. Now that, and within Title 24, you have different parts, different chapters, et cetera, et cetera. There is a pure one section or one chapter of this Title 24 is called standards. And at the same time, different parts of this part five, whichever part you decide, at the end, within the book, either within the body or at the end of the appendix, you see a list of standards. Standards are very, very, very critical so that you can communicate with an authority having jurisdiction, and or if you are going to provide some means and methods of alternative methods or alternate methods to the building code, which the code does allow you to introduce. The 301.2 minimum standards, it reads as follows. 301.2 minimum standards. Pipe, comma, pipe fittings, comma, traps, comma, fixtures, comma, material, comma, and devices used in plumbing system shall be listed. Now, there was a red line, red with a strike through, which was called listed and labeled. They took that out. So the word "and labeled" was removed. Shall be listed, parentheses, third party certified, parentheses, closed, by a listing agency, parentheses, accredited conformity assessment body, parentheses, closed. The word "and shall" was in the previous code. It's now taken out. So when it reads again by a listing agency, parentheses, accredited conformity assessment body, as complying with the approved applicable recognized standards, the word "and shall" was removed. Once again, by a listing agency, accredited conformity assessment body, as complying with the approved applicable recognized standards referenced in this code, and that "and shall" be free from defects. Unless otherwise provided for in this code, material, fixtures, or devices used or entering into a construction plumbing systems, comma, or parts thereof shall be submitted to the authority having jurisdiction for approval. So let's go back. This is simply nothing different than what we had before. Standards are done. You buy a piece of pipe, you buy a refrigerator, you buy whatever, and you take it and use it for City Hall because they need to see what you're buying. As long as it meets those minimum standards, you're fine. The question is, they're no longer the word "labeled" and the word "as shall" and "shall" was taken out. "And shall" was taken with the word "as complying" and "labeled" was removed. So the question that you have, what does it mean by "as complying"? What is happening is compliance is a set of format that you have to meet the ABCs and whatever category format that standard has. It must comply with that. The word "shall" was removed. Now, one of the questions, I cannot read this section of the code because you have to buy the book. The question is that the reason is that the word "label" is a physical attachment of a sticker. Now, that may not be there. And the question is, by removing the term "label," manufacturers do not need to worry about AHJ, because the problem is that at the end of the day, whoever is selling the product to the contractor and the contractor is purchasing it, the word label is automatically there if it is listed. The engineer and the architect who are selecting these products must know that they must be listed and labeled anyway. So those are some of the components. The issue that you have, and we will see it at a later time, is that there are other components, other issues. So we'll expand on it further. The other issue that I have found out that when the time comes when we speak about labeling, you will find out that now if you do have those stickers, you have to provide far more information than before. At the end of the day, those two words were modified, and that was the main components of this particular change. And there was an element that they have. It says, what does it mean to me? The issue that you have is that standards are in chapter 17, reference standards are still there. They could easily, the plan examiners, inspectors can verify those. So that has not been taken away. It's just that the fact that when plumbing engineers are providing some data and some items that may meet certain ASTM code, that does not mean that those standards have not been adhered to. This is the end of this podcast. Please go to the next.